Is your 20s your defining decade? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-host. I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
I'm Sharon.
Well, we are back with the topic about our early 20s because that's the stage of life we're in. And
we're not in early 20s, bro.
No, we are.
We're hitting mid-20s.
But we are still in early 20s.
It's like the early half of our 20s versus late half. I guess you could say early to mid-20s.
Actually, no, you're right.
Early 20s is like 20, 21, 22. And then I think mid-20s is like when you get out of college, 23 to like 26. Late 20s is like 27 to 30.
Oof, you're right. So we're in our mid-20s and we wanted to talk about how life is here because, you know, it'd be different. And we have a couple questions to talk about our experiences. Life questions, kind of, but they're focused on certain aspects of our life. So
also, we want to do this episode because our opening or bio is,
you know that saying, your 20s are your defining decade.
Yes. And I feel like now that we've been doing this podcast and out of college for 2 years now, and we've definitely transitioned a lot and grew a lot. So, you know, I feel like it's a good time to talk about what has happened, what is happening, and what do we expect for the future.
Just in case anyone's new here, how old are we?
I'm 24.
24.
I'm 23.
She's turned 24 in 2 months.
Yeah, she's the baby.
Next question. We're going to start broad and then we'll go deeper into it. But how's life in our 20s?
Like right now?
One word?
No, not one word. I think life in your 20s is very, 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 I love this word, tumultuous. I feel like not enough people talk about the changes that you go through when you graduate college straight into the workforce and like everything you thought prepared you for. I think life just smacks you in the face. So how's life in our 20s? I think it's just rough.
I was gonna say confusing. Like very, very, I don't even know if that's extreme enough of a word because I have no idea what I'm doing, but I also do, but I don't know how to get there. And it's just like a constant roller coaster, which tumultuous is a really good word for that. So
life just literally smacks you in your face, but you have full control of everything that's happening. But because it smacks you in the face, it really feels like sometimes you have no control of what is happening.
I don't know. I feel like I was explaining this to my little yesterday. Even during college, you still feel very sheltered or you are receiving support from your parents. But then once you graduate, you're in full control and responsibility of your own life. And not even that, but you start thinking about providing for your family. I think in my 20s now was the first time I realized, holy shit, my parents are getting older. And I think realities of life just hit you really hard. You're no longer sheltered. And I think that's what hit me really, really hard.
Yeah. I feel like it's also because this time period that we're going through is like ass. Like, yeah. I know that the last 3 years will be written in history and people will learn about it in their textbooks, and we're living through that. But on top of that, we had the whole pandemic, and like, this is such a crazy time that
It's hard, man.
Yeah, it makes everything so much harder.
I always say this, but it's like up until you graduate from college, there's always a next step for you. Elementary school, next step, middle school, next step is high school, next step is college. And even college, I think because we're both in kind of more of that business org, it was like climb the corporate ladder. So I always felt like I knew where my life was going. I always knew this is what I'm working towards. But once I decided to like take myself out of that traditional corporate ladder, I wanted to do something else like content or, you know, going back into the kind of corporate role, but in a smaller startup. That's when I felt like I lost control of my like life. Yet it's also nothing that I wouldn't want to redo. It's just that like we always talk about this, like I just hate the process.
Kind of like to reiterate, growing up all the way to high school, everybody, at least the people that I surround myself with, was aiming for one goal, which is to get into college, finish it, get a bachelor's degrees, and then get a job. And that's all you're taught for like 22 years of your life until you graduate college and then you do post-grad. But up until that moment, everyone that you surround yourself with, especially during college, you have that same goal and you have something to strive for. But then once you get out of college, everybody takes different paths, and like you are more alone than you ever feel like, because you won't have that community around you unless you actively reach out to it. Like, you don't live around your friends anymore. You don't have people who are probably in your same community besides your coworkers. So then you feel so alone in this process that is still a growing process, and it's really hard.
We talk about all the time about how different people we are than we were in college. And ages 21 to 23 were literally the years that I felt my brain developing. You know how your frontal lobe fully develops by age 25 or something? I've never felt more of that before. Like, the things that I would complain that my mom does, I'm becoming more like her. Or things that I used to care about before, I don't care about now. Stuff like that, where I'm like, I am becoming my own person and I like that. And I'm very different than how I was in college, and I could tell. And I also like that because I don't want to be stuck in the same environment that I was in college. So even in aspects of like that, as hard as it is, I like the direction that I'm going into. I like to think that I am. So
I think in our case, it's also very different or special because we had the pandemic right after graduation. And I think the pandemic made a lot of people grow up. Like, yep. You had to, because the circumstances were so different. So at the same time, I really wonder how things would be like if we didn't have the pandemic.
Kind of scares me.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that we wanted to talk, or I wanted to talk about this, was I feel like everybody that I already see is either thriving in their job. So I never saw someone go through the processes of figuring out life, which was very hard for me because Jam and I both had epiphanies where we hated our jobs and we realized we're going to quit and make a career change and all of that, versus it seemed like a lot of people that I knew were okay with their 9-to-5 and like all this stuff. So I never saw somebody go through that. So I guess we're trying to be like that for you. I'm just kidding. True. But I don't know, like, there's no way people don't graduate college and realize they hate what they're doing or want to make a pivot in their career or personal. Like, I think that's the hardest thing, being expected to know exactly what you want to do for the rest of your life. And I'm like, nah.
Dude, no, literally, I told you guys, when I told my mom I'm gonna quit my job, I'm gonna go Korea to make content, I was surprised that they weren't as phased about like, oh, I'm going to Korea to make content. It was more like, what's your next step? What are you going to do after that? Like, what do you plan to do with that? And it's like, do you ever plan to like go back to Hong Kong and work or something? And I'm like, hold on. I literally just quit my job. I haven't been taking this first step that I'm going to take in this new career or new life I want. And I don't even know how it's going to be like. And you're asking me like 10 steps ahead. And I think that's just like growing up with like Asian parents, they always expect you to already know like your next 5 steps. And that just comes from growing up where you do elementary school, middle school, you always knew your next step. So they expect you to carry that. Because I mean, it makes sense. They want like safety and stability.
Yeah. It's also because our parents were the ones who fought so hard for that stability and that safety net, versus we're just in a different generation. Yeah. Where we're privileged enough to have that. So we want more out of life, but there's still a gap of understanding when it comes to our parents and stuff. So yeah.
I feel we're also at a stage of, because we are doing things that we want to do, doing things out of passion, yeah, we're a lot more willing to learn, to grow professionally in, or grow expertise in that field, versus before, like for example, like at my old job, I could care less about how I want to grow my position. Like in my career talk, I literally said I want to stay in my position, which is abnormal for someone who's so early on her career. But in my current state, I'm very active in like looking for new opportunities. I'm very active in like reaching out to people, and it does never feels tiring because that's what I want to do. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I really enjoy about the 20s right now. For the first time, feeling like I am so passionate about something that I want to do all these things and grow in this aspect.
Is that a very westernized mindset? Because I feel like everyone we surround ourselves with chase passion more than paycheck.
Not true.
No?
No. The people that I look up to in media or something, yes. But a lot of people that I personally know, no.
I feel like it's pretty rare that we could talk to our friends and be like, hey, how are you feeling about your job? Like, yeah, do you love your job? And 9 out of 10 is like, no, but it's good enough. It gets me the paycheck. It's not too bad. It's tolerable. But then it might reach a point where it's intolerable. And then that's when they're like, wait, hold on.
Why, do you think you're surrounded by more people who are passionate?
I think I'm surrounded by people who acknowledge they hate their work. They're trying to get to this point of like, I want to chase passion, but they're not taking the step yet, which I think is fair because it is really scary to like uproot everything that you work so hard for almost to get to your first job and then quit and career change or whatever. But I only say that because my ex called me westernized and I was like,
So you know how we always talk about one ex that we hate from Vicky? Turns out we hate both of them.
No, okay, to give context, so I don't know what type of season it is, what retrograde we're in, I don't know. But I had another ex from a long time ago hit me up to hang out, and I agreed, obviously, because I'm talking about it. And he at one point was like, you know, we didn't work out for good reason because I view you as more westernized. And what I took from that is, like, I chase my passion. Like, I care more about what I want and, like, how to get there. And, like, this time period of struggling is hard because, obviously, I can't give back to my parents yet. And, like, I think in his eyes, he is working towards his career to do exactly that for his parents, which is fair, like whatever you want and however you want. But to call me westernized for that is a bit extreme, because I think he saw in a way where I was, I don't give a fuck about my parents. But that's not the case, because why would I work a job to give back to my parents but end up hating that job, versus right now I'm struggling a little bit and I will chase the bag for what I want, and in the end probably still do the same goals that he's probably doing for his parents.
See, I always say this, what I'm calling this period right now is an investment period.
It truly is, because if you think about it, we are way too young to be knowing exactly what we want to do. We want to test out things and figure out eventually at the end, in your 30s, in your like late 40s, exactly what you want to do for the next like 30 years of your life. So why would you start off at 20 and then the first jobs that you get is what you're going to do for the next 60 years of your life? That shit is lame.
And I think that's actually what I struggle the most with, like taking that time for myself to grow, like not seeing goals right away or not seeing your goals being achieved right away. I think that's one of the hardest parts I have, is like trusting your investment.
So next question, I mean, we kind of talked about a little bit of everything, but can we compare early 20s versus mid 20s versus what we think late 20s is going to be like?
I feel like I'll give it a word.
Okay.
Early 20s, wild. Currently, so mid 20s, growth / like development. Late 20s, peak happiness or success.
Wow, we're so different. So different. Even till 30s, I don't think I'll be near where I want to be with myself.
Wait, give your...
Oh, early 20s was figuring it out. Now it's like knowing what I want, but how to get there. And then late 20s, probably getting there. Because I like know what I want to do and how to get there, but I don't know how to get there. I know what I want. I know what my future kind of should include for me. I don't know how to get there. And then I feel like I'm kind of in this first like baby steps of getting there. And so then the next couple of years is really reaching all of those things. But I don't think that's my peak.
What is the getting there? Like, what is the, you don't know how to get there? You know what you want, but you don't know what.
Because isn't your what you're doing right now getting there?
Not really. What I do right now is UX design, and that's not my end goal. My end goal is like creative anything, and I don't think being a UX designer will get me there.
But then you could do more graphic stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like you have that step, but you just haven't taken that step. So you know how to get there, and yeah, you are getting there.
But the thing is, I'm a little afraid of once I get to this creative role, like what comes after that.
So you need more time.
Yeah, I need so much more time.
I think mine's more similar to Jam. Early 20s was fun, like so much fun. Mid 20s is reality just slapped me right in the face, growth, figuring it out, kind of having existential crisis. Quarter life crisis is my mid 20s. And then I'm struggling to think about the back half of 20s because that's supposedly when you're supposed to like marry and shit, and I can't be bothered thinking about that. But I do like to think I personally will peak in 3 to 5 years, so I'll describe my late 20s as my peak.
What do you guys mean by peak, though? I feel like I have a very negative connotation of peaking.
Like, to me, peaking is I'm where I want to be, not necessarily my end goal. It could be on the way, like trajectory is going up to where I want to be professionally, personally, even emotional thing. And that from my 30s and on, I'm going to call it thriving.
Yeah, peak to me isn't I hit a top.
Yeah.
Not literally I hit a peak and then I come back down. Peak to me is in 3 to 5 years, I feel like things personally and professionally will start to align. And then from there, that's when my life just booms.
Or I feel like for me is when my head's very clear. Because some days right now, I feel very dumped, or my brain feels very dumped by confusion. Mm-hmm. Like, is this gonna get me there? Like, what's my next step?
Oh.
Where I feel like when I'm peaking, when I'm peaking, my head will be clear.
We're very different. I don't think that at all.
I truly believe that I will be happy, or I hope I will be happy in my mid-30s. I say that because I hate when people narrow their lives into their 20s, which I think it goes into our second or our next question. But like, I am a proud stand behind where it's like, don't dump everything into your 20s. Expect everything after to be like, it's done. And I hate that everyone is so eager to like, oh my gosh, let me figure it all out in my 20s, when this is a very important stage of our lives to like make mistakes or to find like different things that you had never thought you would do and try it out and things like that. And I don't think 10 years of my life, not even 10 years, like 21 to 29 is enough time for me to test out everything that I've always wanted to been curious about and doing all those things.
Maybe just growing up with very heavy like parental influence of you need to figure out your next step. But I think it's also personality wise. I told you guys, I hate the process. So the longer it takes, I feel like it's just gonna be dragged on so long that I just can't anymore, you know? And I feel like each decade is gonna be a different part of growth. And I feel like in my 20s is more of that kind of more tumultuous, where 30s, it could be, I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, yeah. For me, I'm not saying like, oh, 20s is your, that's is it. This is the best time. I think 20s is just the most crucial points of life where things change, where you're in the process of figuring things out, but then your 30s becomes more stable.
Yes. I was gonna say 20s is like my wild kind of thing, but 30s is a different experience. Maybe I like, I have a SO and I do more traveling with them. That's a new kind of growth.
Because by 30, I would like to think at least I'm not going through big life changes of like graduating a higher education that I've been pursuing my entire life, working for the first time. And sure, there are going to be big and maybe even bigger changes then, but like, it's just different, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So our next question was, our podcast bio starts with, you know, that saying, quote, 20s are our defining decade of our lives, end quote. Do we believe that?
I feel like I do agree with it, just because I like to think that I'll never go through a period like this again and be in a pandemic or having, you know, what happened with like family and just kind of experiencing very low emotions for the first time. Like, I'll never be able to kind of go through these things again. And if I do go through it again, I already know how to prepare for it. So in a way, I do agree that is our defining decade, because it taught me a lot. It really taught me to grow, to be, oh my God. And my growth during this period, I know it's a stick with me through everything else, because I'm literally a changed person, as cliche as that sounds. So I do think it is one of my defining decades.
I don't think this decade will define me, but there are lessons that I've learned that will define who I continue to be as a person. So like, I feel like there will get to a point where I'm like, I kind of forgot what I went through in my 20s, but certain lessons like friends that I make or the connections that I've had or like the mental journey that I go through will stick with me for a while. But I wouldn't say this is my defining age, because I'm definitely still learning about myself a lot.
I straight up think this is my defining decade.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to say now because I haven't experienced 30s, 40s, 50s, right? But I feel like it's one of the times where you just go through so many changes. Like, you graduate college, you work a job, you experience like relatives passing away for the first time. I'm going to experience my parents like retiring, date for marriage, mental health, like the realities of becoming an adult. Therefore, I think it is a big chapter of your lives. For that reason, I believe that my 20s is one of the most defining decades of my life. Okay, well, the next question is, best/worst parts of early 20s/biggest challenges?
Having money, bro.
Is what the biggest challenge?
That, but also the best thing. Like, yeah, we always say we're broke as fuck, but there's certain things, like how I bought my ticket to Seattle to visit you. Never even texted my parents. They still don't know that I'm gonna go. Little things like that is when I appreciate being at this age, because I'm like, in high school and even in college, I never got to do that. I would always have to consult with my parents, and I felt like I needed to. I am an adult and I get to make decisions for myself. And so even if they did disagree with my decision,
it wouldn't influence me as heavy as it would like 4 years ago when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And that's like the fattest difference for me.
So that's like one of the better.
Yeah. I like feel independence.
Nice. Yeah. I feel you.
I think one of the best parts of early 20s was just how my body was able to handle all the going out.
Damn. Like, that's facts for jam. Like,
literally the moment like pandemic started, during pandemic, you know, I didn't go out or anything. And once I just started drinking or going out more at the age of 23, 24, my body just cannot handle and I just cannot do the same kind of thing anymore. So, you know, I do miss that a little bit. And then right now, honestly, best part right now is going on a path that I know I will reach my end goal. My professional development has been very big in the past 2 years. So I think that's probably the best part. Although it's like hard, but it's definitely the best part. And I definitely emotional growth.
Okay, one that I can think of is my relationship with my parents. It's just gotten a lot better. Two, financial freedom, I guess, even though I feel poor 99.9% of the time. Three, I've never felt more like aligned with the person that I'm becoming. And it's gonna sound very like contradicting because I have a lot of insecurities and I'm very, very hard on myself, but I like the morals that I stand for. I like that I know what kind of friends I want in my life. Yeah. I'm confident in those aspects. Sure, I have like stupid insecurities, but I don't know, I'm just proud of the person that I'm becoming, I guess. I feel like I'm taking risks and ownership of my life for the first time, because up until this point I've always been doing things that society expected me to do or my parents wanted me to do, and now I feel like I'm finally saying like I'm doing my own thing, which is quitting my job, knowing for the first time that if I actually committed to content, the benefits will come back to me in tenfold. I can never say that about like marketing or anything, but I know for a fact that content will work out for me. And it just feels good that I can say that about something I genuinely enjoy. So that's like the best part.
Are you guys ready for mine? Yeah. Meeting the people in my life that I have right now.
Shout out to, yeah. I feel like that's one thing I will always give myself good credit for, is I have really good supportive people in my life. I don't think I can name one single person in my life where I'm like, I don't fuck with you, but you're still in my life. Like everyone that I have either on my Finsta or like that I talk to from time to time will always support me in every decision that I make, even if it's shitty or like it's not the norm or like unconventional, they'll always back me up. Like, and that's from younger Vicky making those connections and like building those relationships, because I don't think I would be able to build that right now with my current mindset. Yeah.
Okay. Well, transitioning into that, what are our biggest challenges / worst parts of 20s?
I got one. When you talk about your family, how was your best? I feel it was actually my worst. In terms of me and my parents' relationship, I think was actually at its prime, like really good when I was away at college. Those 4 years, because I finally had like, freedom, I appreciate them more, like it was a really good relationship. And then I think COVID and definitely my mom thing, it really put a strain on it. So I think it made our relationship a lot worse, and combined with work and just personal emotional lows, just everything combined together made everything like worse. So I feel like that's probably the worst part of my mid-20s, but it's getting better, guys. Like I told you guys, last week I had dinner with my parents, and for the first time in almost 3 years, it felt normal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, holy crap, this is how things used to be like.
Mm-hmm. I strongly believe that things will get better once things start aligning for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I realized that every person goes through trauma growing up, whether it's from their environment or their family or whatever it is. They all have trauma that they know about and or trauma that they don't know about. And for some reason, until I graduated, I was always sheltered, or like I didn't need to, like my traumas didn't really come up. But then once I became a full functioning adult, I realized there was a lot of unresolved trauma that trickled into a lot of aspects of my life. For example, I don't know if it's growing up with my parents always feel like me always feeling like they were never satisfied with where I was, or always telling me you can do better. But once I started working, I always doubted my performance. Even though I was getting the best feedback from my peers and my managers, instead of thinking, oh, I'm doing great, it's what if they're lying to me? Like stuff like that. It went very toxic. And I think that's just from unresolved things that you grow up with. And I think like not just work, but I think it made me question a lot of like friendship things. It made me like lack confidence in who I was as a person, stuff like that. I think that's very hard. That's one thing that's the worst part about becoming an adult. And then second is things affect me very heavily now that are out of my control, like that what? Used to not, like world problems.
Oh, bruh.
Things affect me very, very, very heavily. And when I hear shit that other people have to go through, like it affects me a lot. I think it's just like social media, you're aware of like every bad thing that happens in the world and you like hyper focus on that. But I just feel like the world is such a shitty place, which it's probably not, but like, I don't know. It like gets me really, really fucked up. I don't know. Just you're not a child anymore. Like there's things you actually have to worry about now that you're an adult. And I think that's like really, really hard.
Oh shit, I didn't even think about that.
But that's true.
I feel like the world's in a really, really bad place right now. And I'd hate thinking that, but it's true. I think it's kind of similar to yours. Not necessarily trauma, but like mental illness. Mm-hmm. I think like, especially in my early 20s, I finally admitted to myself almost that, yeah, I think I have mental problems or issues that I need to be addressing. And like trauma that I like never like realized was trauma, because you don't grow up learning about things like that until you're older and you like seek out the resources. And so then once I like stepped into, oh, I have problems, it unlocked so many different things in my life that slowly like, holy shit, like there's so many things that I'm more sensitive now because I'm more aware that like I got it from trauma, or like I got it from these different things that happened in my past that like maybe when I was younger it would affect me, but I didn't have like a reason to fall back on, so it was easier to kind of like just let it go. But now that I'm so aware of like my mental health and like how it could make or break me, that I'm just like sensitive to a lot of things, and it's a really hard journey to go through because it's not a linear process. There's days that I'm like, I'm totally okay, and there's days where I'm like, what the fuck is happening to me? And so like once I addressed that, it got a lot harder to go through life.
Just accept it.
Yeah, like accepting it, but also like I want to change it, but I don't know how, or it's mm-hmm. really hard to. Like that's a big problem and something that's like the worst thing right now.
Yeah. Next question is, which stage of life do we prefer?
See, I would like to think that of the three split, I would prefer my late 20s, because I would think that's where I would be peaking / thriving.
Mm. See, I was thinking, like, do I prefer my 20s or do I prefer before? And I definitely prefer now.
Oh yeah, I definitely prefer now.
Like, I remember being in college and be like, oh my god, when we graduate, what are we going to do? This is the best years of our life. I'm like, I would never go back to college. Like, sure, I miss aspects of college, yeah. But I don't want to go back.
I don't think I liked the person I was in college, especially the first half of it.
Just knowing who we are now, why would we go back?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like it all, even though I hate it. But like all of 20s, I feel like I lived it right. And I did well by myself. And if I'm in my 30s looking back on my 20s, I'd be pretty proud of myself.
You know the saying? You're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Exactly. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. Everything happens for a reason.
Period.
Yeah.
Jam's like, no. Fuck, take me out of this process.
Let's move on. Don't want to trust the process.
No, I mean, I like where it is right now. Like, I much prefer here than before 20s. I mean, I could drink now, for one thing.
Can buy alcohol anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
Good. This is called growth, guys.
Oh my god. Do you think that we would have grown as much if we didn't have this podcast or we didn't have each other?
I don't even want to think that way, because if I didn't have content to reflect on, I deadass think I would like...
Dude, it's not even content though, because like sometimes I think about it, as real as it gets, like without you guys, without the podcast, I really don't think I've been able to make it through the past 3 years.
I was going to say that earlier. I was like, if I didn't have you guys, I really don't know what I would have done.
Best thing we've done for ourselves.
Yeah.
Be friends.
Dude, I'm telling you freaking right now, if anybody watching or any of our friends don't think we're cute, you're lying.
Facts. But also, I think the podcast just gave us a really good chance to open up. Because even
we got so much closer.
Because even in college, yeah, like, we obviously were close, we're hanging out and stuff. But it would just be, you know, maybe late nights when you get drunk. And then you could open up a podcast because we have a topic. It almost, like, forces us. But it's not like it's an uncomfortable environment.
Yeah. We go deeper than we think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I could confidently say we could get a friendship tattoo right now and I won't regret it in 60 years.
Oh, shit.
Actually, 40 years. I'm not trying to live that long.
60 years is your 80.
Oh, shit. Like 89, bro. Oh,
fuck.
Should we get a tattoo of someone gets a colon, someone gets a parentheses, and someone gets a little hat so we can make a smiley face with our fingers?
Oh, I've seen that. And then when you stack it on top of it, it makes a face.
Well, this is our conversation about our early, mid, and kind of late 20s. Just know you're not alone.
We're your older sisters that you never had.
Yes. Or we could be your younger sisters that you're reflecting back on.
Oh, I like that.
Give us advice if you're thriving.
Yeah, or not. Like, let us know what we should be aware of.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
And
all right.
Bye! Bye.